And then eventually, you get to the point where you're going to want to stick them in the ground. And so we just bring out a folding table to the garden, and I like to lay out where how I'm going to plant things before I plant them. This is something I learned a couple of years ago, rather than having to bend down and the pots fall over in the grass. So I just drag a table up because we have these folding tables. And so I figure out where everything's going to go and then get them in the ground. And as you can see, we use landscape fabric. We plant in woven landscape fabric in our beds. And you just simply plant them like you would any other plant from the nursery. And then we use 3-foot bamboo stakes. And we stake them right away so that you're not trying to stake them when the plant gets bigger. And if you've done any gardening at all, you're probably familiar with the scene that plants look a little sad at this point. You know, you've got this giant garden, you've got these little tiny plants. But as you know, if you keep the faith, in a month or two, they're gonna look like that. So big and bushy, they're gonna be producing fruits. You'll end up with baskets of fruit if you've done everything well. Peppers are pretty hardy. They will tolerate dry conditions. They'll tolerate heat. They're not a big fan of it being really cold, but usually by the time June rolls around, although it's Wisconsin, you never know, it'll warm up and your pepper plant should do just fine. We don't water ours too much, but if it gets dry for a couple of weeks, we've had some dry years, some drought years, so we will water them occasionally, but they are pretty hardy. So once you get to the point of putting them in the ground, as long as animals don't dig them up, we had one year our neighbor's cows got out and they trampled our garden. So if you don't have anything like that, then they should be pretty good and you'll start to get baskets of peppers. Which then brings us to the second part, which is making your sauce. And so just a few disclaimers, and that is you're making a food product, so your ultimate goal is, you know, to make something like this. This is a 45-minute presentation, so I can't tell you all the ins and outs of food preservation. So this is meant as an introduction, do your homework. The biggest thing I can say is food sanitation is very important, just like it is with any other sort of cooking. So you wanna use produce that's not bruised, that's not damaged. Make sure you're keeping a clean kitchen, all those sorts of things. And the biggest thing with making hot sauce is the preservation method is really pH. So if you're doing water bath canning, the pH lowering is done by vinegar, and fermentation, it's done through bacterial action. So that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to lower the pH. And then the last thing I'll just say is, you know, consider the volume of sauce you're gonna use in the typical year. You don't want to, and one of these jars is 5.5 ounces. And so for making a 1/2 gallon jar of ferment, that'll produce about 4 of these because we strain off our solids.